The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. In this episode, I will be talking to you about five ways to increase your views on Instagram stories. And the fifth tip, the last one I'm about to share with you, is one that has recently been researched, recently been discovered, and one that, in all honesty, I didn't want to be true. Absolutely did not want it to be true. Something that I had heard about for a long time, but really I had crossed my fingers and prayed that it wasn't true, but after some research and after some testing, turns out it is true. So make sure to stick around for that fifth and final tip. I'm sure that recently you have possibly noticed that your Instagram stories views are down. I know that I get a lot of direct messages. We get a lot of questions within the Insta Club Hub, and I get comments all the time on my Instagram account from people wondering why they've noticed a decrease in stories views recently, whether that's in the last 24 hours, in the last week, in the last month, or just in the last year or so. Some people have noticed decreases in the amount of people viewing their stories. And first of all, before we even get into the ways to increase your stories views, I think it's important to make this disclaimer, and that is that stories views are always going to fluctuate. And in fact, most forms of engagement on all social medias are going to fluctuate. And there might not always be a clear-cut reason. And there might not always be a reason that's directly tied to your content or how good it is or how shareable or how awesome that Instagram story actually was. Like sometimes you just don't get as many views. Maybe people are back to school. Maybe a lot of your audience is going back to work or they're able to go outside because it's almost springtime and things are warming up where they are. Maybe there's less people inside than there were in May of 2020. For whatever reason, our stories views, our engagement, our number of likes and comments, things like that are always going to fluctuate. But with that being said, of course, there are ways to increase our stories views and see spikes rather than drop-offs when it comes to our views on Instagram stories. So the first hack, if you will, the first strategy that I want to share with you is that more stories equals more views. That is, the more Instagram stories you post throughout the day, the more views you will typically get, at least on that first story. And that makes sense because every single time you post a new story, your stories bubble moves back to the front of the queue, so to speak, which means that your first clip is more likely to get more views. And thus, every single time you post, every single time that bubble moves back to the first spot in line, you're going to accumulate more views throughout the day. So if you want more views, post more consistently. My second strategy to help you get more views on your Instagram stories is to use more of those engagement stickers. You might have noticed that recently a lot of people have been using the poll sticker to do a this or that style Instagram story. You might have even seen that people are doing a lot of this or that stories. A this or that story is basically they'll post two images, let's say winter and summer, for example, or the beach and the mountains, and then they'll have one of those polls with two options, and you click on which one you want. Either you vote for this or you vote for that, hence the name this or that. The reason that those are super popular right now is that it's very easy to get people to engage with those because you're not likely to get sold something just because you voted that you like the mountains more than the beach. And you're also not having to put forth very much information about yourself. You're not having to be very vulnerable. It's a very superficial level of engagement, but nonetheless, it is a level of engagement. And every single time someone engages with something on your Instagram story, Instagram takes note of that. And they say, hey, this user, they engaged with Brock Levin Johnson's story. So that means two things. It means that this person liked Brock Levin Johnson's story for whatever reason. And it means that Brock Levin Johnson's story should probably be shown to more people because maybe more people will like it. So that's why a lot of people have been using the this or that style poll. It's because it increases engagement. And when more people are engaging with your story, Instagram is like, hey, this is a good thing. This is going to keep people on the platform. So let's make sure we show this story to more people. So my second tip for you to get more views on your story is to get more engagement on your Instagram story. And the pro tip, you might have already figured it out, is to make it simple. A lot of times I see people putting these blank question bars and they say, you know, tell me the most intimate, deep, dark secret of your marriage. I'm like, that's very personal. And it's asking a lot for your audience. Instead, let's make it real simple. Instead of using that blank response bar, let's use the simple slider bar. How cute is my dog? And a little heart eyes emoji. Slide the bar. Do you like this or do you like that? Let's make it really simple for our audience to engage. And that should increase the engagement. And an increase in engagement will lead to an increase in views. My third tip for you to get more views on your Instagram stories is to increase your variability. All of that means is make sure that all of your stories don't look the exact same from day to day or even within the same day. I see a lot of people who I work with, a lot of our students whose stories are just the same exact thing every single day. Maybe it's, you know, you with your shake after your workout and then your breakfast and then your devotional and then dropping the kids off at school, and then we don't see you for about 12 hours, and then we see you at night with a glass of wine watching The Real Housewives. And that's all we ever see on repeat all day long. Or all we're seeing all day long is video after video after video after video of you talking to us. Or picture after picture after picture after picture of your kid at the park. If all of your stories start to look the same either throughout the day or from day to day, we start to get bored. So you don't need to live a crazy, exciting life. You don't need to, you know, go private jetting and go to the Bahamas. You don't need to do anything fancy to keep us interested. Just use the different kinds of stories that Instagram has to offer. I'll list some of them off now, just off the top of my head. There's videos, there's photos, there's boomerangs, there's direct-to-camera videos. That's where you're speaking directly to the camera. There's super zooms. There's all of the different filters that Instagram has to offer. There's text posts. There's reposts. There's screenshots, there's drawings, there's photos that you had previously taken, there's throwback photos, there's reels that you're sharing to your Instagram stories, there's TikTok videos that you're sharing to your Instagram stories. There are so many different kinds of posts that you could share to your Instagram stories. So I encourage you just to mix it up. The more variable, the more people will stay engaged and stay paying attention, and that just means more views for you. My fourth tip to increase your stories views is to add closed captioning. Of course, a small percentage of your audience, without you even knowing it, probably is either deaf or hard of hearing. So I would highly recommend adding closed captioning to make your stories more accessible to that group of people. But also, so many of us watch Instagram stories with our sound off. I know that I do all the time. I even watch my mom, the co-host of this podcast. I watch her Instagram stories with the sound off, oftentimes. Not all the time, Mom. Don't worry. But oftentimes. So it's important that we add closed captioning. Now, this doesn't need to be a perfect word-for-word text. Of course, sometimes you can do that. Sometimes you can use outside apps like Mix Captions. That's the one I recommend, Mix Captions. You can use outside apps to add closed captioning to your Instagram stories. But honestly, what I like to do is after I record my Instagram stories, I'll just watch them back and think to myself, if I could sum this story up in just a few words or in 1 to 2 sentences, what would it say? What's the big takeaway? What do I want someone to understand from this 15-second clip of myself talking? The fifth and final tip for you to increase stories, this is the one you've been waiting for. This is the one that I drummed up and talked about at the beginning of this episode. And this is one that, like I said, I did not want to be true. This is one that I saw some other Instagram experts talk about recently, and I was like, there's no way. That just doesn't sound right. I doubt that this is based on any scientifically collected data. I bet it just worked for them and now they're just telling people, which, you know, if something works for them, it might work for someone else. But ultimately, the things I teach you, the things my mom teaches you, the things we teach inside Insta Club Hub, we want to make sure that those things are, you know, tried and true. Things that have been scientifically researched, things that have been done with case studies, things that have been, you know, collected through proper data, things that have been tested over and over again and make sure that they work not just every once in a while, not just for some people, but that they work for most people and it's repeatable. That's really important to us. And that's something that I want to make sure you know is that all of the strategies and techniques that we teach, you can count on that. You can count that we've tested it, that we've ran multiple tests on, first of all, on our own accounts, and then we've tested it within our communities and we've ran surveys and polled people and that we've gathered this data very scientifically. And that final thing, that final strategy that I wanted to share with you is to not post anything on your Instagram stories for a 24-hour period. Yes, you heard me right. Let all of your Instagram stories expire. Let there be literally zero nothing on your Instagram stories. Then, when you come back to Instagram stories a day and a half later, what you're going to do is you're going to post something that has some kind of engagement sticker. So you heard me earlier talk about engagement stickers. There's the slider bar. There's the poll with two options. There's the quiz thing. There's the blank response anonymous question bar. There's quite a few different forms of engagement stickers on Instagram. So what you're going to do is you're going to use one of those. I recommend using one that's going to get a lot of engagement. You know, use one that's really low ticket. Don't make it one of the blank response bars where you're not going to get very many people asking you a question. Make it like a this or that style poll. At most, make it a quiz or one of those slider bar stickers. Use one of those engagement stickers, post it on your Instagram stories, and then continue to go about your normal story business. Like get right back into the habit, get right back into the routine of whatever you would normally do on your Instagram stories. And what we found is, not for everyone, but for a lot of people, for most people even, what we've noticed is that you'll see a spike in Instagram stories views. Because I think what Instagram is recognizing is that, hey, this person only has a couple of clips up, but they're getting a lot of engagement. And they're comparing it to, hey, yesterday, this person didn't get any engagement. Now this person's getting a ton of engagement with only a few clips. So maybe these are good clips. Let's show these clips to more people. I believe that's what Instagram is doing. That might be the thought behind that trick and why it's working. Of course, this could change in the future, and I also might not be exact on why this is happening. But what we do know is that if you do this, if you don't post anything on your Instagram stories for about a 24-hour period, and then when you come back a little bit after 24 hours later and you post one of those engagement stickers, it has been shown to spike your Instagram stories views. So that's something that you could try out. Hey, worst possible case scenario, what, you gave yourself a day off of Instagram stories and you didn't have any views for a day? That's totally fine. You come back a day later, give yourself a breather. Maybe you see a spike. Maybe it just stays where it's at, but it's worth giving it a shot. And hey, I told you everything that we teach and everything that we instruct you about here on Build Your Tribe and way more in depth on Insta Club Hub is scientifically researched and backed. And I also want to bring that up because the price of Insta Club Hub is going up very soon. Within the month, by the end of the month, the price of Insta Club Hub will be increasing. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's monthly Instagram membership. It's currently only $27 a month. So if you get in now, you keep that price. You keep the price of $27 a month. Even after we increase the price, you will keep your rate at which you join. And so that's why I wanted to let you know. And I really wanted to stress, like, if you've been thinking about this, if you're like, maybe I should join, maybe I shouldn't, waiting for the right time, now is the right time. Now is the last chance to get in at this $27 price point. And what do you get for $27 a month inside Insta Club Hub? You get two live trainings every single month with my mom and I on the most up-to-date, relevant issues, topics, and changes within Instagram. Two live trainings a month, as well as recordings of every live training that we will do in the future and every live training that we've done since we started the Insta Club Hub in November. So what's that? About 4 months. So about 8 live trainings that we've done in the past that you get access to, and you get access to our recorded library of over 50 bite-sized lessons. These are super quick, 5 to 10 minute lessons. Some of them are even less than 5 minutes long that are meant to teach you exactly what you need to know to start growing on Instagram. You don't have time to become an Instagram expert. So please, I encourage you, let us be that Instagram expert for you. Let us tell you exactly what you need to know about Instagram. Again, that's instaclubhub.com. And I would highly recommend checking that out before the price goes up. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, happy networking.